This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Oh, excuse me while I start the second hour of the show. My honey just poked her head into my studio and said to me, Ty, that she would not let me buy a $1,000 durian. I don't understand. I mean, I'm just getting no support from her on this.
Well, you know what? I think that's probably not a great investment. So, I tell you what you can do. I'll take my stinky socks for 3 weeks. I'll follow them up and let them sit out and rot, and then you can smell them, and
you can just
smell just like durian.
Pretend
and
that
I'll,
it's durian.
I'll do it for free.
You're so kind. That's why you're my best bud, Ty. You cover for me. Thank you. And my wife is going, yeah, you can do that, but you are not buying that $1,000 durian. Okay, honey, I'm not going to buy it. But anyway, I still like durian. Anyway, I think that's her way of saying no more durian, no more durian allowed near us.
Well, when we were in Asia, we did taste the durian.
Yep.
And in Singapore and Malaysia, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't near as bad as what I was expecting. Wasn't great either, but it wasn't bad. The only one that had an effect on was really Dr. Tony. He really turned his nose up to it. I think I sent you that picture.
Yes, my favorite. Dr. Tony Amaz was the classic picture of what someone from the East expects to see from someone from the West the first time they try a durian. I didn't give them that look because I liked it. But yeah, Tony did. He came through, Dr. Jimenez. So, and by the way, your work on the Asian tour, is it complete? You still got a lot more to go because it's getting close. Believe it or not, we're almost to February.
Yeah, it is. You know, I'm yawning when you mention it. Yeah, the last few weeks, I literally have been working almost every night until 3 or 4 in the morning on it. It's almost done. Next week is when I go to Austin next week, and that's the final 4 days where I go, and that's where Alan, Travis, and Mark live, all of our video guys. And I go and I sit over their shoulder for several days on end and wrap up all the episodes. And so by middle of February, it's done. And then we're on to the next thing, which is the books and the transcripts and all the stuff that's not video related, because we got to get the videos. Well, the books and the videos, we got to get them off to print before April.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's coming up. In the meantime, you did take a little bit of a break, although it's technically work, but you know, there's great joy in our work when we get to go out and talk to the folks directly. And, you know, I was at the Evolve Holistic Health Expo with Dr. Marlene Siegel in Pasco County, just north of Tampa this weekend. And you and Charlene went up to Long Island, New York for an event.
Yeah,
and I wish I could have been there with you too, but what happened? What was going on there?
Yeah, I wish you could have been there too. It would have been great. It was an event called the Real Truth About Health Conference. Really great conference. It's in Melville, New York, and it's still going on. It's a week-long conference, so there's still 3 days left. So if anybody's up there in that area, you know, Charlene and I have already been up there and spoken, but there's a lot more people that are going to be speaking. I think Ocean Robinson is going to be speaking there this weekend. So they got some pretty decent speakers coming in. When we got there Friday night, I was on a roundtable with Dr. Thomas Seyfried was up there speaking, and Brian and Anna Clement from the Hippocrates were there, and Dr. Pam Popper was on the round table, as well as Eric Marola, the guy that did the Brzezinski movie. So that was interesting, Robert. It's the longest round table I've ever sat on. It literally lasted from 7 in the evening until 10. It was a 3-hour round table.
3 hour? Now, was it audience participation, or was it you guys just chatting around the table?
It was mostly us just talking. The audience did ask a few questions, but overall it was just us answering questions. And I tell you, it was a long roundtable. By the time I was about a half hour, an hour before it ended, I was texting Charlene out in the audience saying, I'm about to collapse. I'm so tired. But it was great. It was great. And then the next morning, Charlene and I got to speak together. We spoke together for 90 minutes on the truth about cancer's hidden treatments and suppression of treatments or something like that. So we got to cover all the fun stuff. And the crowd was great. Almost everybody had seen The Truth About Cancer, and we got a chance to sign some books together and just talk to people. It was a really fun time. And then we just came back Saturday night, so it was a quick trip.
Mm-hmm. Good job. You know, mine wasn't as quick. I mean, I flew out Friday and I had the Saturday Sunday event. It was really great experiential. They had all of these opportunities to actually try a lot of the things that Dr. Siegel does in her practice, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, giving people an opportunity to try it. Maybe they could take these things home and try it. We obviously were doing silver shots all weekend. There was Echo Water there. And she had, you know, organic, just like you. She mentioned you when she did this, by the way. It was funny because she said, we've got three fully organic non-GMO catered meals from Abby's Health Food in Tampa. And, you know, mentioned Ty and Charlene because their dedication to this, they actually provided it too. Because you know how rare that is when you go to these conferences. Very few are going all the way out to you know, live what they're talking about.
Right, right. Well, that's nice. I love Marlene. I'm glad you had a chance to hang out down there with her. I would have loved for us to be able to be there too, but you can't be at two places at the same time.
No. It's a challenge indeed to be in one place at one time. And then the following Monday, I had four different lectures, including at a massage school. This woman, Nancy, she's a big fan of the show. She loves you too. She mentioned you as well and all the work you've done. And, you know, it was nice to see that we're having an impact at these places where they are providing a real good holistic education as well.
That's awesome.
We had some fun times down there. But I'm glad to be home back in the snow, but not as cold as you. I've checked your temperature. You're actually colder in Tennessee now than we are in much of the rest of the country.
Robert, it is so cold here. Charity went out today, and she said, I want to go out and play. So she put her big coat on and her toboggan and her gloves, and literally 5 minutes later, she was back in. I watched her out there. She was running up towards the horses, and, I mean, I could see every breath was coming. I mean, when you can see every breath from 100 yards,
mm-hmm.
it's cold. And so I think the high today was like around 15 or 16, and wind chills down close to zero. So it's really, really cold here. But I think tomorrow is supposed to warm up to around freezing, and then the next day it's going to be in the 40s.
I got you tagged at 13 degrees right now. I'm looking. 13
really?
Degrees Fahrenheit. By the way, poor Eric, although he's inside in the basement of GCN and warm, when he goes outside, it'll be minus 18 degrees right now in Minneapolis. So we're doing okay. Right now I'm at 29. And Super Don, I don't know, you're probably up there. I don't know what you're doing, but it's, you know.
It's a lovely 50. It was a lovely 54 this afternoon.
Dude, mm-hmm. you were baking. All right. Well, now that we've got the weather out of the way, let's talk about what's admissible in a court of law related to another Monsanto menace. The judge in this case, and it's we've got it linked up. It's on Health Impact News at robertscottbell.com. Judge rules Monsanto's attempts to ghostwrite studies and influence findings of scientists and regulators will be allowed in court. Now, why is this a controversy? Because, and Ty, you can confirm this for me, too. A lot of these cases against these multinational, multi-billion-dollar corporations hinge on how much they can keep from the jury. How much can they say, that's proprietary, you can't have it? And most of the time, over many years or decades, they've been successful in convincing the judge to say that's not admissible. And then you have to fight a battle of proof that you can't prove because you can't have access to the information necessary for your case. But I think those days of Monsanto and now Bayer are numbered as the revelations are coming out fast and furious.
Well, yeah, and this is huge because he's allowing Monsanto didn't want that, or they did want it to be allowed in court. No, they didn't want it to be allowed in court, right? And then the judge is saying that it needs to be allowed. Here's what we learned from Dr. Russell Blaylock in the Quest for the Cures, the Global Quest, not the Quest for the Cures, in Global Quest. He was telling us, and this is the first time I knew this to this extent, that it's very, very common practice for the pharmaceutical companies and the big agri and the companies that are putting out these studies to push their products, for them to actually write scientific papers, write scientific studies themselves. They have their own ghostwriting departments. And then they'll shop for doctors to sign on the studies and to put an MD's name, you know, that's not associated with those companies. And then it looks like that medical doctor did the study, and then it gets published in the medical journals, when the reality is that the company that's going to benefit from the sales of the product or the sales of the food or whatever it is the one that actually did the quote study. So mm-hmm. the ghostwriting is very pervasive, and people don't understand that. They think if they see, you know, Dr. Chin Liu's name on a paper that Dr. Chin Liu actually did the study, when actually he may have just signed it, but it may have been Monsanto that did the study.
Right. And what do we know from the big case out in California, where the groundskeeper of the school, you know, it was developed a lymphoma and won? You know, obviously they changed the award level, but the revelations there about the corrupt science, the attacks on scientists and journalists who were revealing the dangers of glyphosate, for instance, and all of that served well in that case to show that, yes, indeed, Monsanto was responsible, is responsible for so much harm due to their glyphosate product and many products out there, including Roundup.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. And, you know, I interviewed, I can't remember the man's name, I wish I could, but he was one of the experts in the truth about vaccines, and he wrote a book called Science for Sale. And Super Don, if you Google that, you'll find his name. But he shared that it's not just the ghostwriting, it's just pretty much almost every realm of science is up for sale. It's not science anymore. It's who pays the best as far as what gets published, what topics get published, who signs off on the certain studies. He wrote a whole book on the fact that we're not getting science anymore. What we're getting is propaganda from the pharma industries, from the big agro industries, from the environmental industries that are trying to, you know, the polluters. We're getting their PR mouthpieces, but we're not getting science anymore because they're putting it up for bid.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's amazing to think that this happened, right? And we talked with Jeffrey Smith on the air here. You've interviewed him. How many, I call them God moments that happen, for like two or three lawyers couldn't cover that case. And then the guy that took over was brilliant. I mean, inspired by how he got the revelations that he did and got it out there for the jury to decide what they did. And now it sets the stage for this happening around the world.
David Lewis. David Lewis is his name. Okay. Yeah. David Lewis, Science for Sale. The name of the book, too, and I highly recommend that anybody who's listening to this, watching or listening, read this book. It's called How the U.S. Government Uses Powerful Corporations and Leading Universities to Support Government Policies, Silence Top Scientists, Jeopardize Our Health, and Protect Corporate Profits.
Hmm. Yeah. There you go. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to talk about transformation of consciousness as it comes to recognizing the dead end that is, and emphasis on dead, modern medicine when it comes to addressing cancer. And a lot of other things, too. How did you become leery of medication? One medication, two, or all medication? We're going to share a story about that after a blood pressure drug recall recently.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all. Did you have one moment? Was there one moment in your life where you said, "Oh my gosh, this whole FDA-approved medicine's going to kill me or kill any"? I mean, when you realize that the drugs that you relied upon much of your life, like I did, could at any moment have been the thing to end your life or your child's life or your grandma and grandpa's, or maybe it actually did. You know, like you, everybody, I hope you know Ty Bollinger's story with losing his parents, not to cancer, but the treatment for cancer and other ailments and maladies. And I've had similar experiences in my family. But when was it that you said for yourself, you know what? If I am to take a drug, it has got to be a life or death scenario because I'm risking my life by taking it. So you got to weigh it out and say it's equally risky to not take it before you'll do it. And this is a story Super Don threw my way, and I might have Super Don chime in on this with us, Ty. But, you know, was that moment for you watching your dad die, the parents, I mean, the relatives, that convinced you all drugs were potentially bad, or was it just the narrow cancer realm at that point?
You know, what really convinced me wasn't Dad, because he wasn't on drugs, and Mom wasn't either. It's really the surgery that took them. It was my grandmom. So okay. Before grandmom died, you know, she moved in with us. We didn't want her in a nursing home. We're like, hey, we're a family. We don't want to stick her in a nursing home. She needs to live with us. We actually built on a room to her house in Dallas, and she moved in with us. And every day I got to give her medications. And then I started realizing, wow, she's taking like, you know, 15 different medications every day. There's like a half of a cup full of pills. She's got to spread them out. There's so many pills. And she was getting sicker and sicker and weaker and weaker. And we finally said, this is insane. We got to take her off these pills. And so we mm-hmm. told the doctors, and they said, you can't take her off them all. We said, well, we're going to. And we did, except for a couple that they said she had to have. But we decreased 90% of her pills. She got better. She got healthier, and that was really the first time that we saw it in action, that, wow, these pharmaceutical drugs are not keeping us well. They're making us sicker and sicker. And she was evidence right in front of us that that was the truth.
So let me bring Superdon into the mix. I mean, obviously you've been here with me on the show for many years, and it's hard to remember back to those days. But this story is interesting because it talks about patients that were on, for instance, blood pressure medication, and a certain one was recalled because it apparently was causing cancer. And somehow I woke this patient up to be leery of all medicines. What was your takeaway on this article, Super D?
Well, it was just interesting to see the wheels turning, right? You know, to see somebody who, this lady, 65 years old, she said that, you know, I've always been, like, you know, tried to be healthy and kind of, you know, picky about what it is I put in my body, and I can't believe that I'm even on the medications that I am on. When she found out that this blood pressure medication had this carcinogen in it, it had been prescribed for like years, and like all these people have been taking this and they didn't know that it had this carcinogen in it. She in her family, she has a history of cancer in her family on top of it all, right? So, you know, she's very leery now about pharmaceutical drugs, and it kind of made the light bulb go on for her. You can see in the article as you're reading what she's saying, and she's kind of like, gee, I wonder what's in these other drugs too, right? And it's just kind of like that, ta-da, where it's right. Like, look, if these drugs over here have been discovered years later to have this problem, then it just begs the question, right? You have to at least consider the fact that, what about all of these other drugs?
But I'm wondering if she's the exception, not the rule, right? Because I've been at this for years, and Ty Bollinger now has been at this for years, and we are talking to new people all of the time. So I don't mean that it's nobody's waking up. But to have something like that occur, it should be the rule, not the exception. I mean, TMB, how many people have to continue to die every year to drugs before they go, these things might not be as safe as the FDA claims they are because they're approved, or my doctor thinks they're because they're approved?
Well, I mean, apparently in more than 100,000, because that's what they admit to dying now, and nothing's being done about it. So I guess maybe if a quarter of a million or half a million people die, then they'll start looking at it. But, you know, the reality is 100,000 is way too many. I mean, people die from these drugs all the time. They die from the drugs being properly prescribed and used the way they're supposed to, not abused. So that's the shocking part to me, and that was one of the things that was really shocking to the audience this last week. And when we shared that, you know, I heard a couple of gasps in the audience because people don't understand that people aren't dying from abusing these drugs; they're dying from taking them properly as prescribed.
Yeah, exactly. And in this case, you know, a whole category of blood pressure medicines having some sort of, they call it a contaminant, the NDMA, right, nitrosamine, and then you're like going, doctors have been giving me this. So I'm glad that the wake-up is happening. I'm just sad a bit, as I've mentioned today, that so many people are still being harmed or even killed, or how many children are yet going to be vaccinated into the autism spectrum or worse, into death, before you wake up, right? So we'll continue at it. I mean, there's a mission involved here. It's not just it is a way of life. It is. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As much of the country is dealing with record cold temperatures, folks do need to be alert. Dr. Tom Waters is an emergency physician at the Cleveland Clinic. He says frigid temperatures can escalate into hypothermia quickly.
Initially, they're a little excited. They're shivering. They may be stomping their feet and moving around a lot, but that's usually followed by what we call a slowing phase, when they start to get lethargic, maybe slurred speech. They start to have a little trouble walking.
That audio courtesy of Fox 2 WJBK in Detroit, Michigan. In his annual State of the NFL address, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addresses a controversial no-call at the end of the Saints-Rams game.
Now, there's solutions for this, and I'm not suggesting that. That's what the committee has to focus in on. What are the solutions? What are the unintended consequences? And come up with something that we think can keep the competitive nature of our game, but also improve efficiency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
And Ty Bollinger and Super Don bringing you a little bit of healing and a little bit of silliness occasionally as well. Maybe a couple of yawns tonight. And I, you know, I should be yawning a lot because I didn't sleep a whole lot over the weekend, and I know you just got back from out of town as well, and time zoning it a bit. You were, I think I skipped two time zones. You skipped one, but if you go back and forth, then you've got two, and I've got four. So it's okay for us to. I'm just giving us permission to yawn tonight. I'm just finding an excuse because I'm not normally doing that, but I'm feeling it.
Hey, you know what, Robert? I have one thing to tell you.
Yeah, what's that?
Stop asking permission when none is required.
Yeah, right. We don't need permission to yawn. We'll yawn when we want to. That's right.
Right.
Sorry to put y'all to sleep tonight. Anyway, no, having a good, smooth, easy time. And now we're going to get into 3G, 4G, 5G, 10G. Where is this thing going? Conflicts of interest within the American Heart Association explain what? Their ignorance? No, they're not ignorant of what we're about to tell you, but their suppression of the information. The American Heart Association is known that EMFs from like cell phone towers, from your cell phones themselves, wireless radiation devices, all of these things are triggering some serious heart issues, including heart cancer, irregular heart rate, heartbeats, tachycardia stuff. Why, though, are they not reporting on this? I mean, they're the American Heart Association, for goodness sake. Well, let's look at that issue, too, because they've been saying cholesterol is a cause of heart disease wrongly forever. So I'm not surprised, but in this case, we see the conflicts of interest. Who sits on the board? What sits on the board? The advisory board to the AHA? None other than AT&T and IBM.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? That they literally are on the CEO roundtable for the American Heart Association. So look, take what information you get from the AHA with a grain of salt, because it's clear that they've been co-opted, especially when it comes to the EMF, the cell phone radiation, the 5G that's coming, and it's not just them. You know, when we look at right now, I mentioned over the break that the Congress is investigating the FCC for collusion. For eliminating the loss of local control over the 5G deployment. But that's not even the worst part of this. All this. I mean, the FCC, they just basically, I was watching a video yesterday from I think it was a 2017 video.
Mm-hmm.
Just the former chairman of the FCC, Tom Wheeler, he said basically in the video that the potential for billions of dollars in profit justifies rolling out 5G without testing or even discussing the possibility that it could be causing cancer or psychological disorders. He basically said, let's don't waste any time testing or studying what it should be. Let's just roll it out as fast as we can. It'll all work itself out in the end, because there's billions of dollars to be lost if we wait. And so it's clear. They are not concerned about making sure that this is safe. Let's hit the market first, because there's lots of money to be made.
Yeah. And then we'll deal with stuff later, and we can always declare bankruptcy if they catch us. The 5G technology, and you know, remember, these are going to be little mini towers. They'll be on lampposts every, 200 meters? Every 50? How often? It's going to be very frequently, especially in the city. You are going to be bombarded. Now, there is, I guess, some level of plausible deniability that people aren't necessarily dropping dead. But then again, a story like this indicates that if it can affect your heart with heart arrhythmias, heart cancers, could it be possible that heart attacks might not be occurring at the rate they are without some of this EM field disruption? And
yeah.
I want you to think about some other things that I'm learning. I'm not ready to report on this, but certain areas where they have these towers putting out the 5G signals have like massive trunks that would feed gigawatts of energy into them when they don't need that much, because it's one every little place. What happens if they crank it up to a certain level? I mean, you think about microwave technology. You don't heat the skin, but you boil what's in it, under it. I mean, this, if hacked, could this technology be used to cause people to just drop dead in the streets, including this heart issue or blood alteration issue? I mean, these are very real concerns. And what can we do if they're removing local control on purpose so that they can't question it, much less stop it?
Yeah, and here's the thing, you know, when you're talking about 5G, we're talking about ultra, ultra high frequency radiation, like 24 to 100 plus gigahertz, without any standards, without any testing. Like, it's like anything goes. And so, and I was talking about Tom Wheeler, the former chairman of the FCC. Yeah. He used to be a lobbyist for the cable and wireless industry. Right. So it's like there's this conflicts of interest. It's not just with, you know, Michael Taylor being the food safety czar when he was with Monsanto. We've got the wireless industry is co-opted. We've got the American Heart Association's co-opted, the story that we just talked about. It's like all of these industries and these associations and these nonprofits, they're all infiltrated. We're not getting we don't have a shot if we don't speak up. Let's put it that way. If we don't continue to share the truth, and the people out there that are listening don't continue to share this with their friends, man, we don't stand a shot. We've got to continue to make our voices heard, because the industries have been co-opted.
You know, this fits into the silent weapons for quiet war scenario, right? No actual declaration of war much anywhere, but yet plenty of war. But if we talk about war on the American people or the people of planet Earth, anywhere they install this 5G technology, the possibility is that people are already dying from it, but there's no acknowledgement on death certificates like that. And the possibility of cranking that heat up so much that you're going to fry the insides out, and you can clear a city like a neutron bomb used to, except with no lingering radiation, right? You just turn it off, and then it's gone. People are gone and dead, basically, and now you can come in and take over any area you want. I mean, I don't like thinking about these things, but if the technology is capable of doing that, do you think that bad people might be thinking about these things?
Yeah, this is the rhetorical question, right? Mm-hmm. Of course they are. There's always a good side and an evil side of these technologies, and if we focus just on the good side, then we're being a little bit naive, because there's always evil that can be done with the good, and it's not just the 5G or the wireless technology. It's lots of different technologies. There's good and bad. I mean, you can find good and bad on the internet. I mean, just as a basic example, but you have to be very naive to think that the evil people haven't thought about ways to use this technology for less than altruistic purposes.
And it's all because we supposedly want to be able to talk to our toasters from our driverless cars.
Yeah.
And, you know, like that's what I'm clamoring for. Like, no, I can't put toast in the toast when I want. Come on, man. I don't think people are clamoring for this. These things are being kind of artificially created, induced, and then people are just so subjugated by toxic food, right, deficiencies, etc., and the programming and government education or indoctrination system. You get to the point where, well, it's only for our own good, and then they believe, like, the American Heart Association when they say, oh, it's fine, even though we have information that shows it's not.
Yeah, I mean, in one of the ways that we're kind of being indoctrinated into these things is through the movies and through Hollywood. I mean, if you look at a movie, I just thought of Minority Report with Tom Cruise. Remember where it's like pre-crime? They arrested them before they were going to commit the crime because they had these precogs that would tell people, you know, to tell the police that somebody was going to commit a crime. So they preemptively arrested them. Mm-hmm. And that's coming. I mean, that's one of the things that we've read articles, we've discussed articles about, you know, predicting who's going to commit crimes through their activity on the internet and Facebook and so forth. Mm-hmm. But it's not just that. In that movie, remember they had the cars that had no driver? I mean, and look at the Ubers now and the different cars that are being driven without a driver. And yeah, look at the way that they could control anything from their, I think there was like a watch he had or whatever, they could control anything in his apartment. And that's coming. Yeah. It's like, these are all predictive programming.
Well, and the 5G enables control of these vehicles that you think you have control over, and suddenly they're out of control, but somebody else is making them do what they want them to do. I mean, this is the science fiction version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, apparently, but it's not fiction. And, you know, the good thing is, as always, and Super Don, you know this is what we like to do. We might talk about a problem, an issue, something that's scary, but we're always going to come in and follow it up, or hopefully, and sometimes mostly in the same segment, say, hey, it's not all gloom and doom. It's not we're all doomed. I think that these technologies are doomed to fail when people figure it out. There'll be a rebellion. But in the meantime, how many people will have to suffer or even die from that? Which is why I've been so encouraged to bring out, as have you, Ty Bollinger, the Key Home and the Key Me technology. And, you know, I talked to Hog and Tears. I'm going to talk with him again this week, hopefully get him on for Friday's show, about this electron cloud producing technology that you could put in your home, in your car, in your pocket, that produces such a stream of these electrons that these EM fields that would normally penetrate you will now interface with the electrons that have landed on you and protect you in incredible ways, in a passive way, because you don't have to plug them in, you don't have to put a battery in them for at least 10 years or more. And this is the kind of thing we have to be forward thinking about. We can't wait for, oh, I hope that Congress does something so this doesn't happen. No, it is happening. So we have to make informed decisions about taking our whatever resources we have and investing in the right things to protect us from these inevitable things.
Yeah, I agree. It is happening. It will happen. I think that if we think that we can push back 5G, that's not realistic. So the reality is we have to find ways to protect ourselves from it. And the key machine, the key me or whatever they call it, the personal one. Wow. Charlene has that. She carries it with her. She carried it with her in her purse when we went on the airplane, protecting us there. And then we've got the key home. So we are firm believers in this technology. As a matter of fact, we were just talking about this afternoon. We're going to do a webinar with Paul in just another couple of weeks to talk to our audience about the key machine, because it is probably the most important thing that many people that are in the natural health world aren't even addressing.
Yeah, and there are more scientific validations and tests that are going to be revealed about it soon as well. It's very exciting. This is, again, a technology whose time has come. And we've got to continue to stay ahead of the bad guys in this regard. And for those of you who don't know about it, maybe you've already watched some of the webinars that were put on by Ty and Charlene with Paul. And we'll certainly continue bringing that information out here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. And, in fact, already talking about bringing this technology to America to produce here in America so it will lower the cost as we move forward, because more people are going to need to get them, and I want to make them as affordable as possible for those who are, you know, struggling with the cost of government. Let's be honest, that's the big struggle. Because government's costing everybody so much, they have to work 2, 3, 4 jobs just to keep going. All right, folks, we got one more thing to discuss with Ty Bollinger. What color is your baseball cap? And if the color is the wrong color, could it be enough to trigger a crime? Evidence of a crime, the color of your hat, and what's on it. We'll talk about it with Ty Bollinger. Super Don might add something to it as well. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes right now. Be careful. Put your hats on, everybody.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit StartLivingYoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Triggering snowflakes. I don't know if it rises to the level of sport. I don't think so because it's so easy to do. How could it be considered a sport? It's just too easy. People on the left politically that suffer from Trump derangement syndrome are freaking out and doing horrible things to people who simply wear a hat that happens to be red. It probably doesn't even have to have Make America Great Again on it. It's just a red hat, and you might be attacked by a leftist. This is amazing. The triggering of snowflakes to the point of acts of violence against fellow Americans, human beings, simply for wearing a hat that shows that they have a political belief that may be different from their own. You know, we've had people disagreeing since there have been people on planet Earth. But when has it become, oh my gosh, you're wearing a red hat, I'm going to have to violently assault you. TMB, this is just not, I don't know the word normal is applicable here.
It's insane. I mean, literally, people have literally lost their mind. Going crazy over the color of a hat. I mean, and these are the people that will tell us that we're not tolerant. Mm. Meanwhile, they scream at, you know, high school kids for wearing the wrong colored hat. I mean, the Kentucky kid that was up there at D.C. and the Native American Indian. Look, they should be, if you've watched that, you know, you've seen that the fact that they sculpted that footage into being what it wasn't. The kid didn't approach the Native American Indian. The Indian approached him, and the kid was totally respectful. But the way that they sculpted the footage, it looked like it wasn't. But then all of it got released. They should be ashamed. This is not news. This is
a hat crime. It's a hat crime.
It's a hat crime. He wore the wrong hat. But, yeah. You know, I remember, Robert, in The Truth About Vaccines, there was a few clips that I was going to use of people that were on the other side that I just can't stand, Gorski and Offit, and some of the people that I just think are lowlifes. But
the skeptics.
I found some clips of them But they were taken out of context, and they really weren't saying something as awful as it sounded like they were saying. And you know what? Yeah. I didn't use it because it wasn't honest.
Right.
And so that standard should be held up for the mainstream media that put this crap out there that made it look like something happened that really didn't happen. They should be ashamed of themselves. There's no reporting going on anymore. It's propaganda.
Super Don, doesn't this make you want to put on a red hat, even though you might not want to wear one, just to do it? I have a feeling you'd like, I just want to do it because this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a weird time that we're in right now, right? You know, we're
face crimes now.
It is. I mean, you can't call people by certain pronouns. You can't wear certain hats. It's just a weird thing that we're experiencing right now. I've never in my entire life seen anything like this ever before.
Mm-hmm. Well, and TMB, go ahead.
No, it's like the poor kid. If you're targeted by the leftists, they're going to get you either way. So the poor kid just stands there smiling, and they said he was mockingly smiling. But if he'd gotten mad, he would have gotten attacked for getting mad. He couldn't win that situation.
It was
nothing
a no-win situation. That was a Kobayashi Maru.
And not to mention the fact that it turns out that the Native American guy who was sitting there, everybody's going, oh, Vietnam vet. Well, it turns out that the guy wasn't even he was in the Army or no the Marine Corps during the Vietnam times, but he actually was a refrigerator mechanic in Lincoln, Nebraska when he was in the service.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. You know, we talk about being a little bit dishonest, right? Selling yourself as something that you're not. You know, for what purpose? Again, another gotcha moment after gotcha moment. Where are the discussion of principles? You know, if you dislike a candidate for office or the president, again, there's always been haters of presidents from the other side of the party. But when it became normal to just basically become irrational and then with seething rage and hatred attack people you disagree with, you know, decorum is a word I don't even think they understand anymore.
I don't think they've ever stood. I don't think anymore. I don't think they ever have. But that's not true, though. That's not true. Yeah. Literally, 30, 40 years ago, whether you were Democrat or Republican, this never happened. People were respectful. They had different positions, but they were respectful towards each other. And this is just—it's a new, like Don said, it's a new time we're living in. This is unprecedented.
I am with the 10th Amendment Center. Less Democrat, less Republican, more Constitution. More men and women of principle, whatever they claim to be or not be. I want to see how they live. And Kamala Harris and her Medicare for All, not going to fly here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. TMB, my brother. Super D, my brother. Love you both and appreciate you. TMB, tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
Well, in the words of Inspector Clouseau, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.